This episode of American Chopper.
We're making music while we work, baby.
OCC scores an important international client.
So, we're doing this fight, Abu Dhabi.
Hey, I really want to blow this bike out.
It could open some doors for the company, and we could really use that now.
This is bull honky.
But this bike turns out to be one of the most difficult in OCC history.
We haven't had a bike like this in a long time.
The level of detail that we're doing on this bike is probably up there with just about anything we've ever done. Falcons, falcon heads, falcon claws.
Meanwhile, Junior takes steps to get his new company on its feet.
The first step really is to get my logo designed before I go out there and start selling myself.
Then, Senior and his team head to the Middle East.
It's 112 degrees, man.
This is the biggest carpet in the world.
This is like mind-boggling, you know?
But while Senior enjoys the desert heat...
Oh my God!
Mikey is feeling left out in the cold.
What's the matter?
I got excluded from the Abu Dhabi trip.
They don't even ask you?
No, really. I wasn't asked at all to go.
You know, lately it seems like things are changing around here.
Oh, where's Mikey?
And definitely not for the better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we're doing this bike, Abu Dhabi. That's the country, correct?
It's a city.
City.
It's the United Arab Emirates.
What is the country?
United Arab Emirates.
Okay.
UAE.
So, we're doing a bike for Abu Dhabi, which is in the Middle East. I always think it's pretty cool to do something international. Not everybody gets to do that. And this one's pretty special.
Is that a flashlight?
Yes. Gold.
And that's like a nightstick?
It's a nightstick, custom made.
Fire departments have nightsticks?
It's not the fire department, it's the police department.
It's both departments.
They want the bike to commemorate both the police and fire departments of Abu Dhabi. So it's got a mix of like all the gear that both the departments will use, like the handcuffs and the fire hose exhaust.
Ooh, these legs are kind of, those are pretty cool wheels.
Same with that.
What, a falcon? What's the falcon supposed to represent?
It's in their logo.
Are these going to be like a bronze color or just?
Gold. Please. Gold color.
Everything seems real doable here, right?
There's a lot of body work in this rear end. Like, that's not necessarily a rear fender. It's all part of body work that goes to the frame, so.
This is all going to be sheet metal. We got to make all this. We haven't had a bike like this in a long time. There's a lot of fabrication and a lot of detail. Most of this bike has to be made by hand.
This here, you're going to fabricate these things, right?
No, Jim's going to machine those.
I'm going to machine a giant falcon head.
And the legs.
Out of aluminum.
And then you'll incorporate it into the sheet metal here?
Yes.
Hold on.
Gonna bolt on.
What would we do without you, Jim?
I don't know.
This bike is definitely full of challenges. All the pieces are pretty complex, and there are a lot of separate features to complete. I think we're all gonna be tested on this one.
We'll have Lee make the gas tank.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want. It's a boss man.
Fabricator now. A few things are gonna be difficult: the front fender, the gas tank, and the rear fender. But everybody's gonna have to step up on this one because this is a very important bike. It could open some doors for the company, and we could really use that now.
Well. I tell you, I really want to blow this bike out. I want it to really
look
pretty cool. We're going a distance for this bike, ain't we?
You gonna go deliver this bike?
I'm going, baby.
Literally.
I'm going.
Right. You going there?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Abu Dhabi.
I'm from the other side of the planet.
I'm ready.
I know you do.
But all in all, ready to go. It's a really cool bike. It's gonna be a bit of a challenge, but I think everybody's up for it and ready to go to work.
I'm trying to get things in place for my new company, Paul Jr. Designs. Hey, Emily.
How's it going?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Do you want me to take my shoes off?
No, you're good. Okay. And the first step really is to get my logo designed before I go out there and start selling myself.
Perfect.
You know, I have some ideas for the logo, but, you know, I kind of need, like, a, you know, my own Jason Poole. You know, Emily is someone that I had met on a few occasions through a mutual friend. I'm hoping that we work good together because as the company takes off, I'm going to need good people, so... you never know how that might work out. Why don't we do this? Why don't I give you my signature right off the
bat? Perfect. And then we'll mess with that.
We'll scan that in. Yeah, like, I mean, we could do like, we could kind of pick one, you know? My whole idea is concept. That's what I do. I conceptualize it. I get in a very rough drawing, and I could always explain it to someone like Emily. Right. I almost picture it like in the like in an old Bible, how the first letter is like boxed and very scripty, yes. And then the rest is like also a fancy font, but much more legible.
That totally makes
like,
sense.
Like then the JR becomes the logo, and then you know it's always nice to have that because.
You can
after
plug it
a
in
while,
anywhere.
Yeah. After a while, you can almost drop the rest and just, you know,
right.
Oh, when the I brand recognition agree. Gets high enough, it's like I created the logo for Orange County Choppers, right? Mm-hmm. And after a while, you don't need to put Orange County Choppers. You could just use the logo.
The ultimate goal is to make a great logo that kind of is like super bold and in your face for the website, I guess, and get the name out there, get people into it and talking about it.
The next step, me and Emily are going to meet again. We're both going to work on the logo.
Let's try and get really far with this.
I would like to.
Then we can start thinking about, like, who we want to help us make a website or help you make a website.
Well, yeah, the website is the next step. I got to have a logo. We got the right process, I think, going. This is the kind of thing that you usually have to hammer out for a little while.
Perfect.
That's redneck massaging. We're working on the Abu Dhabi bike today, and I got my hands full with the gas tank. The last tank I built was pretty basic. It only had like 6 pieces total that had to fabricate and fit.
This is bull honky.
This baby's gonna at least have 14 pieces of sheet metal that I gotta actually hand beat and fabricate and fit.
You all right? You got your stuff under control?
Yes, sir.
Don't be afraid to ask me for nothing, all right?
No, sir.
That's why I'm here.
He said, ask him for anything. I'm asking for a few days off of vacation pay.
Bob, this ain't the first gas tank you ever made.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like it's an artist. There's a lot of pressure to get this tank done right because I know how important it is to Senior. So I really don't want to screw it up. Oh, there you go. Got it, dude.
This morning came in, got back working on the Abu Dhabi bike, and I got a lot of work to do on this back section here. Nice.
Ooh, that is nice.
Doing this, there's so many small pieces, and there's like no diagram of what to do with what. So it's all just really done out of your head, and just trying to figure, what the next step or two steps are going to be before you wind up doing it. Really, I enjoy doing this. It's something I haven't got to do in quite a while, doing something, detailed like this. So it's fun doing, but it is quite tedious and time-consuming.
Because we're making music while we work, baby. Woo! Senior says he's proud of me. Does that mean he's getting ready to fire you?
I think you're screwed.
Well, I got to the point on the gas tank where I'm going to mount it tomorrow, which is a good thing. And just probably 30 minutes, I'll be done with the gas tank, and I can jump over and help Rick do some stuff that he needs to do. What's going on today, Rick?
I'm going to weld this up this morning quick, get the squirt, and then start doing all the plate. Get that squirt away, make the seat up and everything. How's that coming?
Good. I just got to fill in the end right here. And
make your mounts and everything?
Mounts, yep. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Now, yesterday I was able to get some of the plate work done on the rear fender. So today I'm going to finish attaching the sides and the top edges. What makes this fender different than any other one we've ever made is that when it's finished, it's going to actually carry a functional first aid kit. So we'll have to make a lid and attach it with a hinge. Okay, that's that.
Hey, bud.
You're getting here, huh?
Yeah, it's not going to be long.
Hey, you really did it. I'm telling you, I'm really impressed. Okay. You really did a good freaking job, man.
Yeah, it was a tough one, man.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
I'm glad I got a chance to do it, though. Appreciate it.
You're right there, bub.
I'm glad Senior likes the tank. It really wasn't an easy tank to build, but I'm glad it's done and it really looks good.
We got some finished welding to do, and I got to make a lid for the rear fender. Otherwise, the rest of the hard stuff, it's up to JQ to get it all done.
You know, the level of sculptural detail that we're doing on this bike is probably up there with just about anything we've ever done. All things that Jason has kind of sculpted in the 3D models in the computer, and then ultimately we have to find a way to cut out a solid bill of aluminum. It's pretty crazy. All in all, I probably have about 200 to 250 hours of machining involved with all these falcons, falcon heads, falcon claws. The headlight is a fully modeled 3D falcon with a headlight coming out of its mouth. And you know, you have a decorative element of the falcon and all its feathers and beak and all this, and then trying to do the functional end of mounting it to a set of handlebars with a headlight in the mouth. Pretty big challenge right there. The claws are a pretty detailed element to make. We have one main billet going down, which would be basically the thumb and middle finger. And then the two outer claws, we're actually going to machine separately. So we're going to be relying on Rick to do that welding, trying to get that seamless of all the claws coming together.
Wow, that's hot.
First day of demolition at the building, and you know, we got some guys in there, they're starting to pull up the floors, and we're gonna get in there and help a little bit, I think.
I would put that on for sure, because it's gonna be dusty in there.
I hate dust.
Hate it.
I've never done demolition before, so I hope it goes smooth.
Okay, let's do it to it.
I'm really excited to get my boutique up and running. The demolition is really more Paul's thing, but it's nice to be together and for me to help, and I want to see everything that goes on anyway.
Jack, you think you can run through that wall?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Huh? My buddy Jack is up from Vegas. He's staying for a week or two, and usually I put him to work around my house, but, you know, today it just worked out perfectly that we were starting the demo. He was here, and he was ready to go.
Gave me a Charlie horse, man.
Charlie horse.
Me and Paul used to play football together, and I guess he thought it was funny if I would have run through the door and knock it down.
Pick it up and run with it. You know, the building's 150 years old, so sometimes you find doors inside of walls, and, you know, you could tell there's been, like, three different floors throughout 150 years, so you just got to kind of get through the layers, peel them all back, and get to the original stuff. That way it gives the DC an opportunity to see the actual framework and how we're going to proceed as far as the construction on the building.
You're going to find no money in this house.
Like every other paint job that comes out of here, I'm under the gun, man. Everybody takes their sweet-ass time doing their and when it comes to me, they chew up all my deadlines, so I got 2 days to paint this thing and get it out the door. First, we lay down the ruby red base, and then start on the flames, a lot of freehand stuff. Get a basic shape of it, and then go in with a hand shield. Just get some nice sharp edges, give it depth and dimension. Design on top of the tank is pretty cool. It's the Falcon, but it's on fire, so it's very dynamic looking, which is cool. It's pretty extensive, but more so than a stock paint job that we've done here, because the entire frame is painted. It's not powder coated, so, and the graphics are going through the frame as well. It's a lot of work, but I need to have it done tomorrow so they can start putting it back together.
That's all good, that's all good, that's all good.
All right, drop it down and putting the handlebars on. It's handlebar time.
I don't know if we can do that yet.
I think we can do anything on that.
Come on, that's a knife? That ain't no knife. I got a knife.
What's his name?
Crocodile.
Crocodile on the, all right, so you're not ready yet?
The Abu Dhabi bike just got back from paint, powder coat, and chrome. There's still a lot of stuff to do on it. We're 3 days into assembly right now, and we're already behind schedule. Now, we only got one more day till we ship.
All right, so then I'm going to figure it out after lunch.
Well, you might have to put the Eagle on the handlebars and then put it on.
Right.
But we don't have the Eagle till tomorrow.
All right.
The way it bolts
on. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the more complex bikes that we had to build. There's like 1,000 details all over this thing. After all the hours that we all put into this, I hope they really like it.
Okay.
The talons came out really cool. And they're unusual. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before. They really add to the whole Falcon theme.
Imagine that thing flying off and just like getting caught in your wheel.
Yeah.
As long as this one doesn't hit the brake, we're good. Hey. Catch some roadkill, definitely.
We've done as much as we can today. I'm just hoping the rest of the pieces come in tomorrow, because we got to ship it out at the end of the day.
You know, I figured I'd come into the shop, say hi to some of the guys. I haven't seen them in a while. I was going a little stir crazy in the house. And just kind of peek around, see what kind of projects they were working on. You look good like that.
Senior told me to come out here and give all three of you physicals.
Nice. Where's your rubber gloves?
All natural.
All right, dudes. What do we got for the Abu Dhabi bike there, Rickert?
I think Christian got all the parts on the cart, everything together.
All right, so then let's get going on. Yep.
Okay. We had a ton of stuff to do today. All the parts have been painted and prepped. Now we just have to install them and finish this bike up fast.
I'm really liking the details on this bike.
Interestingly enough, it's a red color, which is unusual for here in the States, but it looks cool. I know they did a lot of fab work on it.
This is very, okay. Can you just keep a hand on that?
The Falcon Head fender came out really nice. It took a lot of time to make and paint, but it was definitely worth it.
Solid, dude.
Yeah.
Look at it from right here. It looks really cool.
Wow.
Nifty.
Man, I lined that up really good when I did that.
I'm proud. Proud.
We don't have any time to spare on this one, so it's really nice when things work out on the first try.
This is it.
Okay, you got this?
Yep.
How's it looking?
It's pretty cool.
It does look cool. Heck yeah.
All right, where's...
All right, let's hear it.
What, are you gonna kill me? Oh, sorry, Ronnie.
One of the cool features on the bike, we've used an actual police siren that we got here locally from the police department, and the thing is just super loud. Okay. And people screwing around and stuff like that, you can't be standing near the bike and really hit it. You really gotta have earplugs in, and you can, you know, literally ruin your hearing.
You know, I'd hate to be pulled over by some Abu Dhabi cops on this bike. With the screaming Falcon bearing down on you in the middle of the desert, I think it would pretty much scare the bejesus out of it.
Freeze. You're under arrest.
I really can't believe we made this deadline. This one took a lot of work, and we cut it really close.
The whole red and gold theme on this bike is pretty unusual, and the detailing is really cool, especially the talon. You know, this one came out really good. It's going to be kind of sad to see it leave.
Perfect.
It's loud.
You like that, right?
I do.
Every which way loud.
Absolutely. All right, good. Now it's going halfway around the world.
All right.
Now, I think they really got their money's worth on this one.
Ramp it up.
Yeah. Ooh.
Over.
Yeah.
Good job, dude. You should have grabbed the ass end of the bike.
Arm war.
All right, Dad. Well, good luck.
Yep. Abu Dhabi. Should be interesting.
Man, it's freaking cold out here.
Abu Dhabi.
It's freaking nice out.
How crazy is that, man? Did this go all the way to Abu Dhabi and come back?
It did.
Shut your mouth.
It turns out after seeing the bike in person, the client out in Abu Dhabi decided to change a few design elements. So they packed the bike up and shipped it back. Did someone ride this for a while?
I think so.
I think you're right.
Oh, yeah, she's Abu Dhabi'd out, baby.
How's that bike doing back?
We really never thought we'd see this bike again. You figure when you send it to the other side of the planet, it's going to probably stay there.
It's like covered with sand.
Yeah, well, it was in Abu Dhabi. I would have to think that everything is covered in sand over there.
Probably.
So what do they want changed?
They love the bike. They just want to make some changes on it. So unfortunately, the changes... affect the whole bike.
Everything
that's in gold is going to be chromed. The whole frame's got to be repainted. They don't want any flames on the frame.
Okay.
Gas tank's got to be repainted. So we'll have to wet sand all that down and reshoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Exhaust has to be chromed out. The Falcon is going to come off the handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want it at all?
Nope, they don't want that at all. Lower leg's got to be repainted. The front fender, we're going to repaint that. And they pretty much want to remove the Falcon.
Really?
And of course, the rim has to be done in chrome again, along with the inserts. So the key is to get it done. Try to have a meeting on it. We'll get it done as quick as possible. Ship it back to them, and then go to Abu Dhabi.
When are you going there? Soon?
Depending on when we get this done.
The frame has to get repainted, too?
Yeah.
Oh, so this thing's getting stripped down naked.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Rock and roll.
Hello, nurse.
No question, this is a complete redo. So we need to strip it down and get all the parts out to be repainted in chrome.
I'm like building the bike and then just taking it back apart.
I don't like it. You know, it's a little unusual to get such a massive makeover request.
Sweet.
But you know, I think our clients are used to getting things the way they like it, no matter what the cost.
It's crazy, this thing's been around the world already. Halfway around.
Steve.
Paul Sr.
Abu Dhabi.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? You know, we got a big trip coming up to go to Abu Dhabi. Who's going?
What we're going to do is we're going to bring, obviously, you, me, and want to bring Joe Pugliafico and Ron.
Who loves that, right?
Yeah. They're the right guys to bring to this trip because we have some different opportunities in that area overseas to develop the OCC business.
Right,
brand.
Right. What about Miguel?
No. Mikey, two reasons. You know, we've never been there. It's the Middle East. Not really sure what to expect. So just want people that we can count on for good behavior and not offending anyone. You know, Senior suggested taking Mikey, and I'm not sure why. I guess maybe at a default, you just asked for, you know, Mikey. I don't know what the culture is. Mikey's got a tendency to pick his nose and do certain things that would probably not be acceptable. Maybe they don't care. I don't know how it works. I'd just rather not take a chance. And
we decided that seeing that Mikey doesn't get serious about anything, we thought it would be better to leave him home. I'm excited about it because this is really a big trip for us. We're going out there to hopefully do some really big deals.
I've got the plugs that we need to run our power. So.
Cool.
All right.
Sure. Yep. I have the right people going, and, you know, hopefully, you know, something will come out of it.
It's going down. So, is this the modification to the whole situation? Yeah, boys. Abu Dhabi Bike's back from paint and the few changes that were made. Everything got chromed instead of gold.
Does look way better, man.
You know, it takes about 2 weeks to get there, so they really want to get it out as soon as possible.
At least loosen them good.
You know, Doit, you got the ratchet, right? All right, we got the front end on.
Next thing you know, you're going to want this bike blue.
Yeah.
You're going to ship it back.
It took a little while to make all the changes, but we're finally putting the Abu Dhabi bike back together. It's got a new headlight, it's got a lot of new chrome, and the paint job is totally redone. Now, really, it was like building a whole new bike. But at least I didn't have to remake the whole rear fender. Now that we got the bike all back together, we can ship it out. So by the time the guys arrive there in Abu Dhabi, the bike should be there waiting for them.
Nope.
Going to Abu Dhabi.
How long does it take to fly here?
14?
14 hours.
14 hours. Oof.
We're heading halfway around the world today to Abu Dhabi, and I'm not really sure what to expect. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I really am. I usually don't say that. This trip is really a big opportunity for OCC, so I'm really looking forward to get over there. We got up this morning and we're in Abu Dhabi. I really didn't have too much of a conception of what this place was really like. This is definitely probably the nicest place we've ever been to and possibly the nicest place in the world. This country has developed like immensely in the last 30 years.
Buildings are unbelievable here.
At night they look cool, wouldn't they?
You know, this country is, it's desert.
These are all new buildings, man. Look at the steel structure on that, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a little bit of checking out, like, a lot of the historical things that have been here.
You definitely need to open up a shop here, man.
Definitely. Absolutely, positively. You know what I mean? It's a home run.
There's a school. Holy cannoli, look at this place. That's where we're going, aren't we?
Wow.
That is something.
Today, the first stop was the Grand Mosque.
That's the mosque right there?
Holy mackerel.
What do you do there? You pray?
There's stuff here that is absolutely breathtaking. You know, usually I'm always fairly enthused to go to different countries and do different things, but the culture here is totally different.
Woo, it's freezing here.
Woo.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you today?
Senior.
Dude.
How you doing, man? Where's the junior?
Nice home.
Left him back?
Left him back with
the candle flight.
Orange County?
Yeah.
This is the Grand Mosque of the late Sheikh Zayed. He started building it in 96, and it was done in 2007. Abu Dhabi is over 200 islands, and this mosque is the entrance of Abu Dhabi. It's like welcome to Abu Dhabi, and it's as big as a 5-football field.
Holy, look at that thing.
You know, I wasn't sure, you know, how the people would greet us, but so far we have been treated more than well. Where do you leave your shoes at?
We leave our shoes outside before we get in.
Somebody steals my shoes, it's going to be a problem.
It's on me. So imagine.
We'll hunt them down, right?
Yeah, we'll hunt them down. Paul Sr. had to wear the Kandora just to cover up his tattoos and everything. Out of respect to the mosque. As a Muslim, we're not allowed to have tattoos because this is against our religion.
That's okay, they'll just.
There you go.
Oh.
Dude. Scaffold.
What do you think you are, a doctor?
This place is totally, totally, totally incredible. The craftsmanship in here is absolutely next to none.
This is the Grand Hall. This mosque has 3 world records. This is the biggest carpet in the world.
Square footage-wise, you mean?
Well, the same pattern.
Took them 20 months just to sew it together.
I think that, you know, as far as the architectural design here, I'm sure that it took a lot of time to create what they have here.
Another world record, you're standing underneath. This is the biggest chandelier in the world.
Really?
Is that right?
This weighs 9.5 tons. Paul Sr., he was very impressed about the architecture.
This is like mind-boggling, you know?
A lot of people just to...
I can't even imagine. This definitely would be a unique steel job with all the different rolls and bends in it. But just to be a part of this would be flattering. Such nice.
What's up?
Oh, what are you talking about?
You know, I was kind of shifting about the shop today, and I saw that Lee and Rick were working at the far lift. I thought I would pay him a visit, like I normally do, and just start kind of shooting the.
Hey, Buckaroo.
Oh, what's up, bud?
Working on a bike.
Yeah, it looks like it. It's a real nice one, too.
What are you up to these days?
Oh, nothing good.
No?
Just chilling out.
Yeah, we don't see him much anymore.
Yeah, I don't like you. Wow. I was talking to him. I love you.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. How you been, though?
Good.
What's the matter?
I got excluded from the Abu Dhabi trip.
You did? I was kind of surprised to see you around.
I know.
I thought you'd go to that.
I used to go to all of them.
What happened?
They don't want me to go.
Me and Rick was working on his bike, and Mikey come over, and he's pretty upset that Senior and the Four Horsemen, is what we started calling him, didn't invite him to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, you don't do a whole lot of those things with us anymore.
No, it's because I'm not asked.
They don't even ask you?
No.
Really?
I wasn't asked at all to go.
Wow, would you have liked to go?
Yeah, well, I love traveling. I've gone to every other one.
I think Mikey is just really not involved in Junior. They're both of them aren't involved as much as they used to be in the shop and doing a lot of the bike events like they used to. So I think they're just feeling effects from all that now. Didn't you kind of feel left out?
I do, man. It's kind of a different part of the world I've never been to.
And you could have met the prince.
I could have met the prince. I could have had my own harem, possibly.
Now, that would have been a good time there. That's what you're missing out.
I miss out on the good stuff. I get to go to Toledo and and Detroit. Yeah, screw it, guys. What are you going to do?
Sorry, man.
You know, the business is starting to evolve, and they don't see me and my brother as help anymore.
Well, hopefully they'll all stay in Abu Dhabi, because it sure is nice around here with nobody here.
Yeah, I was going to say, overall, man, it's been a really good week.
You can feel it.
It's so peaceful. There's no tension, no stress,
no
anything
argument,
in the whole
no
show.
No animosity. Yeah,
nothing.
None of that
Nothing. It's amazing the difference.
Since the year I've started working here, I've got a couple of gray hairs, and it's because of all the stress here. And, you know, since the guys flew across the world, it's been, like, really quiet in the shop. Everybody's getting along. You know, there's no argument, no tension, and everybody's saying it has to do with the four horsemen being gone.
So just out of curiosity, okay, I'm trying to stir the pot. Production level, better now or better when everybody's cracking whip?
Oh, it's better now.
Everybody's working as a team. You're not worried about going down there and helping somebody and somebody.
No screaming, carrying on.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you guys are having a good week. You know, lately it seems like things are changing around here, and definitely not for the better. You know, I used to be more a part of things, but now I'm kind of getting left out of things for no reason.
Yeah. We're gonna get the part, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I wanna help you.
Paul,
how are you? Nice to meet you.
This is Nod.
Nice to meet you too.
This is Steve.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
So we're here today, and we're having a meeting about a potential business opportunity. So we're interested in the possibility of bringing OCC, the whole brand, here. And Fritz thought it'd be a good idea to talk to you guys about some opportunities or potential business scenarios that could work out.
What we're thinking of doing is bringing over the brand as one solid statement. And what we were thinking of doing is having an OCC-themed restaurant with a retail store component, and also the ability to purchase custom bikes and stuff like that.
You know, we felt that there was a great opportunity here. We built a bike for the Abu Dhabi police force. So we figured that, you know, while we're here, we bring our management team.
You know, the bikes is really big, and without the bikes, you don't have anything, but the bikes are a nice piece of jewelry. But then the everyday person can still come in, they can get a bite to eat, and they can also buy the merchandise. So that always does really well.
Yeah, I think from our point of view, that to get involved with a brand from outside has to be a strong brand. And at the moment, on the back of the publicity around OCC and around you guys and around you and your family, it's something people know about here, which is important. So for us, the bike element is part of it. But if there's something else we can add on the side, like the restaurant, which is really what we do as well.
You know, we would make it part of the ability to bring Paul over every so often to make sure that the publicity side of it was good.
And you guys are doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Bringing you over?
No, check on you.
Oh, he's coming to check on us? Yeah. We bring Mikey, it's Mike, man. Okay.
No, forget about that.
We'll be like, there's just party with him. He'd be like, what happened to my business?
Your profits would be down quick.
You know, Mikey and Paulie aren't with us. I think Paul Sr. has less on his mind with these guys not here, and it's easier for him to make these meetings and look at the future of OCC as a brand and really expand into the whole world.
That's good. It works out. But really, you know what's well. Nice about you guys, which is something that is part of our culture here, we're very family orientated, and we're very close-knit. So for, you know, where you're talking about, I know that obviously it's a family business from the beginning, but you guys are all together.
Our whole shop, our whole environment is like family. Everybody that works there is so passionate about what they do there. So it's like, it really is, everybody there is very dedicated to what we do. Basically, this is our management team right here. And Ron is the director of operations. Joe handles all our merchandise, and he babysits me.
Yeah.
That's his full-time job.
All day. What are you doing, Paul Sr.?
Need a papa.
They talk about that they're a family team. You know, I think that I can say that, you know, we are one big family. We have our difficulties like every other family.
We'd love to come over and have a look at and get a feel for, more of a feel for what you guys actually are doing off the camera.
Absolutely.
So that we can get a feel for how we can sit down and try and design something and draw something up and get something on paper so we can give them some drawings and some things and say, okay, now let's everybody put their piece in and take it away again and come back with something finished that reflects you guys, reflects the brand, reflects what we want to achieve as well and that we're all happy with.
Yeah, you guys will put your twist on how you think it'll work better here.
Yeah, but it needs to come from all of us, huh? Because there'll be some elements that we know are good or bad for here, and there's a lot of elements that it's your brand at the end of the day, and that needs to be protected.
Yes.
So it needs to be, and we need him to be happy because we don't want growly Paul Sr.
I see that enough.
We need to go out there and have a look at what they're doing because we want to be involved as much as they do. They want to protect their brand, but we also want to be involved. It's our brand on the line too. partnering up with them is important for us, that it's right for us too. So we can try and sit with these guys and mash together a really nice concept.
All right, let's wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
We're done.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
At least going to this desert thing, it's 111 in the real feel. Like, what does it feel like? It's 112. It's 112 degrees, man. Think about
today?
It. Right now.
Imagine if Mikey was here.
Oh, God.
Going puddles.
A lot more work for me when Mikey's here.
We left Abu Dhabi, and we're out here at the desert. It's about 112 degrees in the dead of the desert over here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Scorpions out there.
I got Steve, Ron, and Joe here. They're excited as I am.
Feel the motion sickness coming on.
And we're going to start doing things that you do on a desert.
Here we go. Hold on, man. We
got to
get home.
We got to get home.
It's like it's go time, Ron.
Yep. Here we go, Ron. Oh, boy. Oh!
All right, when are we going to do the real hills now, dude?
Find it scary at all. As a matter of fact, I would have liked to go on a little steeper. Stop over here, dude. I'm done.
No more.
Done. Back. As far as the sand dune rides, I don't really do good with anything that goes zigzag or up and down.
Camel time.
How is it? I'm ready to puke.
Camel milk?
Why?
Don't drink that, Paul.
Oh, what are you, nuts? I think one of the cool things was that we got to see their national symbol, the falcon. I actually got to hold him, pet him. It was pretty cool.
Watch out, he'll bite you.
Yeah.
Peck your eyes out. You're petting him backwards. He's going to bite you.
This way?
No, he doesn't bite.
Yeah, go get us a... It's pretty cool, huh? Small, though, right?
Yeah.
Small, but fast.
If you let him go, would he come back?
Yes.
Yeah? No kidding. It's like a Homer pigeon, right? This is what it's all about out here. It's a desert, you know. That's where we are. So the whole experience is just part of the culture, and it's time to get back now. You know, tomorrow's kind of a big day. We got to do the unveiling tomorrow, and also got to meet the Sheikh. We're about to meet with Sheikh Saif. Sheikh Saif is the Deputy Prime Minister. He oversees the police department, and that's why we're meeting him.
Well, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Thank you very much.
Good.
Coming?
Good, good.
I hope the weather doesn't bother you well.
No, it's a little hot, but that's okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
It seems that they had arranged to have local motorcycle club display their bikes so that Sheikh Saif and I can have a look at them.
I like the chain. He seemed to be pretty interested in the bikes, and you know, he asked a lot of questions in his language, which I couldn't understand. But I think it's pretty neat when somebody of his caliber takes the time to talk to each individual about each bike. And I'm sure that the people that have the bikes are honored to be able to have him be here.
A little bit left.
All right.
Thank you.
We're getting ready to unveil the Abu Dhabi police bike. It's a little nerve-wracking. They spent a lot of time on this. They spent, I think, 5 days doing the video.
Did you see this?
The way they got it set up is, the scenario is, I'm the guy on the run, and they're chasing me.
Dispatch order. I repeat, dispatch order.
They have all these people in the background trying to identify who I am. The next thing you know, you've got guys dropping from the ceiling with guns drawn. You got police coming out of the woodwork.
It was a really big spectacle. Finally, I ride out on stage, only with one of our other bikes. And then behind me, the Abu Dhabi bike gets ridden out. This is probably the first unveiling that we did that somebody from OCC hasn't ridden the bike, and generally I do. But this time, one of the gentlemen from the police force rode the bike in, which I thought was appropriate.
And now let's hear from the man who made this wonderful bike for us, Orange County Choppers, Paul Senior. The inspiration behind our Abu Dhabi police bike?
You know, we tried to incorporate just about everything that we could as far as what a police bike would be. You know, it has the nightstick on it, the sirens, you heard the lights. It just goes on and on. But I'll tell you one thing. This was such a great project for us to do. There's a lot into this bike, a lot of fabrication in this bike that, you know, most people probably wouldn't realize because they're not around it. But we really put our heart and soul into this bike, and honestly, it was probably one of the greatest projects that we did.
No doubt at all.
Between the visit here and doing the unveiling and, you know, just spending general time around the area was, for me, it was one of the greatest experiences that I've had. This is by far the most beautiful country that we've been in, by far. And I'm not just saying that. I think the people here have treated us so well. And what I've noticed mostly here is that the people care about the people. Yeah, this has been better than a great experience for us.
Where's Mikey?
You know, we've met some real people here. Everybody here seems very real. Down-to-earth people, and we made a few business connections, and I have a good feeling about that. And when we get back to the States, you know, we'll do some communication, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do a lot of business over here.